trying to stop us is the same group responsible for our disastrous failures, massive illegal immigration, and economic and foreign policies that have bled our country dry. The political establishment has brought about the destruction of our factories and our jobs as they flee to Mexico, China, and other countries all around the world. It's a global power structure that is responsible for the economic decisions that have robbed our working class, stripped our country of its wealth, and put that money into the pockets.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We'll begin the prayer call in just a minute or two.
This is a struggle for the survival of our nation, and this will be our last chance to save it. This election will determine whether we are a free nation or whether we have only the illusion of democracy, but are in fact controlled by a small handful of global special interests rigging the system, and our system is rigged. This is reality. You know it, they know it, I know it, and pretty much the whole world knows it. The Clinton machine is at the center of this power. We've seen this firsthand in the WikiLeaks documents in which Hillary Clinton meets in secret with international banks to plot the destruction of U.S. sovereignty in order to enrich these global financial powers, her special interest friends, and her donors. Honestly, she should
be locked up.
The most powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda, and the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves. Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse. They will do whatever is necessary. The Clintons are criminals, remember that. This is well documented.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Prayers for 45.com prayer call. Thursday night, October 18th. We're glad you're here. Thank you to you first-time callers and to all of you return prayer warriors. We're gathered again. We understand the power of group prayer, and we're here to send some good prayer and good energy into the universe for the good Trump team and the great people working really globally for the interest of the people of our planet. And we all know why we're together. So we have a small group of people that talk to set our intention for these calls and to discuss what we should focus our prayer on. And tonight we will, in fact, continue down that path of our first prayer being for Donald J. Trump and President 45. And our second prayer will be directed to the midterms. But dear God, every day there's another false flag that we have to contend with. And I say we because we as prayer warriors want to direct our prayer to the appropriate place. And I do want to mention tonight that we have another false flag this time. Undoubtedly, you've all heard about a journalist, a Washington Post deep state journalist named Khashoggi that was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in the country of Turkey. I have done business in Istanbul. I'm very familiar with how the country does business, and it's clear to both my former business associates there and everybody here on the good guy side that this was a false flag set up by the deep state. Why? They want to pit President Trump against King Solomon and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Solomon. These are the partners in destroying the deep state, both in the United States and Saudi Arabia. And I don't want to go too far down the Saudi Arabia hole. There's a lot we could talk about, but suffice to say, they're a kingpin. The first place Trump went after he was inaugurated was Saudi Arabia. There's a reason for that, because so much of the corruption and the bad dark money came and flowed through Saudi Arabia. And they've been partners of the cabal, the U.S. cabal, for many, many years. And so this particular false flag is designed to pit President Trump against his allies, King Solomon and his crown prince, Mohammed bin Solomon. And the deep state is trying to set up a conflict. They think they can take it to a war, but it's likely a false flag to control the narrative, but we're going to direct some prayers tonight and thoughts through both of our prayers to giving President Trump the energy to cope more than anything, cope with all these false flags thrown his way. But he's a giant. He's a monster of a juggernaut, of a man on a mission. And if we just keep praying, I know he'll keep doing his thing. That being said, we're going to start our first prayer. Going to call in our Sunday and Thursday night leadoff batter, our prayer warrior, Mr. Van Tomlin. Van is a retired mortgage executive. He's a great friend to Prayers for 45, a man of the word. He's a great husband and father. Van, how you doing tonight?
Very well, Scotty. Thank you very much. I concur with everything you just said.
Well, I knew you would, and I know most of those people on the call I recognize. There's about 18 people on the call. I recognize a lot of the numbers, and I know everybody understands. Those that I know are on the call understand this, but I want to clarify this as one of my favorite content providers, Dave from X22 Report, always says, we're recording history here. We are recording this content for a reason. We want people to be able to come back and understand what really has transpired. And this false flag is much bigger than it appears. It's just not about a dead journalist. It's really to set up a conflict of global proportion. And it's a deep state false flag that, as you pray, Van, and as Diane prays our second prayer, I just wanted to bring people's attention to. So thanks for letting me get off there, Van, and we'll put you back on the track. Thank you for leading our first prayer.
Thank you, Scotty. I'm not going to address that particular issue. I just would like to address our situation on a larger scale.
We trust you to lead us.
All right. Father God, we praise, worship, love, and adore you with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. We pray according to thy holy and true word, in which Jesus says, anything you ask of the Father using my name, that he will do. We ask you, Holy Father God, creator of the heavens and earth, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, keep us and our president and his family safe, protected, shielded, guarded, and defended from all harmful attacks of the enemy, all the powers of darkness and hell, all evil, author of evil, demons, and all demonic activity, all misfortune and accidents, all sickness, diseases, and any and all things that the enemy may try to inflict upon him and his loved ones, either mentally, physically, or spiritually. Your holy and true word says, Jehovah God himself shall be a shield to his people. Shield President Trump, God, in Jesus' name, and shield us, for we are indeed your people. We believe in your word, in the power of prayer, your holy and mighty works, and in your Son, Jesus Christ. Bless us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Bless us with your holy and divine peace, presence, love, joy, happiness, safety, protection, prosperity, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Give us your divine inspiration in our day-to-day lives. Lead us and guide us down the promised path of peace, prosperity, joy, good health, blessings, and all good things. Keep us and President Trump and his family and administration in your perfect love and safety, free from all danger and all harm. Thank you, Lord God, for you are a God who hears our prayers, and thank you that you are faithful and true to your holy word. We believe we shall receive as we believe in the power of prayer, in the power of your holy and true word, and in the power of the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray, and in the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Van. I don't think you mind me sharing. It was just a few weeks ago I reached out to you and asked you to do this, and you didn't know it was coming. I didn't give you an advance warning. I think it was just a week or so before we started praying, and my partners asked me to do this, and I have to say, listening to your prayers over these last few weeks, they're really becoming more powerful and more insightful, and we really appreciate you. If this were a sport or an education here, you'd be getting improving grades every week, man. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much, Scotty.
All right. We'll move on to our second prayer. A good friend will bring in Diane Rosso. Diane is a trader. She is a currency trader, a Forex trader. She is a mother, a great friend. And I just need to find her here on the board now so I can unmute her. Did I get the right person? Diane, is that you?
I'm here.
Okay, good.
I am here.
Thank you, Diane. Please go ahead and lead us in our second prayer, thinking of the midterms.
You bet, and thank you, Scotty. Father God, we just thank you for your presence here tonight. We just watch in great anticipation of all your orchestration through the hands of your servants here on earth. We thank you for our POTUS 45, Donald J. Trump, for his wife, Melania, all his children and their families. We ask for their complete and total safety, Lord God. We thank you for all that are working with 45 in service to him and to the people of America. We need more workers and governmental power supporting him, Lord. It's never been more critical to elect and empower men and women throughout the U.S. that believe in you first and the Constitution second. We ask this of you, Lord, to bring a red wave throughout the election process as never seen before. Put your angels around the actual voting boxes themselves, Lord, and the voting paper to ensure that no fraud gets through. We bind the witches and the warlocks that are meeting this weekend, Lord, to cast spells, and we cast them into the heavens where they are completely dissipated. For courage, Lord God, courage is grace under pressure. Put your loving arms around the candidates as they march for you with boldness and confidence in securing America and eliminating the evil that has infiltrated our land. Safety is a promise, Lord God. It's a promise you made to all of us. In Psalms 141:10, let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safety. In Proverbs 1:33, you state, but whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at ease without fear of harm. And in Psalm 4:8, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. We come to you, Lord, all heart, all soul, knowing that you are the power. You are the almighty power that's in control. We believe. And we thank you for all that you are, all that you do. And we just ask you of these things in your Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Thank you so much, Diane. And you're kind of the same boat that Van was in. You had no advanced warning. I called you and said, would you lead us in prayer? And Like so many others, we're blessed now. We have Pastor Joseph and Kimberly and Bob, and so we're really excited as we grow to bring on so many great prayer warriors. And as we will do now going forward, we will close with a gratitude prayer. We all understand gratitude is really probably the most important thing we can give back to God. So we will close with a prayer, and I'm going to try to find some good music to play in the background. Dear God, we're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders tonight, Van and Diane. We're grateful for all our prayer warriors here on the call and those that lead us in prayer each week. We are so grateful for everything that you have given us. Thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives, for the many ways in which we're all cared for and supported here. Thank you for the many ways we can serve and give to others today and every day. Lord, we want to serve, and therefore we shall do your work. Thank you for the rich tapestry of colors and creation, for the beauty which surrounds us. Our heart is so grateful and brimming with thanks. We could write 1,000 books about your great goodness, Lord, and still have many stories to tell. We thank you from the bottom of our heart. We thank you for everything we are. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. We'll be back Sunday night, the same time, 6 o'clock. Have a great evening, a great night, and God bless you and your family, and God bless President Trump, and, of course, God bless America. Have a great one.